When Jesus wanted to explain his ideas, often he spoke in parables, stories that showed by example what he wanted to say. Once he told this story. A man went out to sow wheat. As he sowed, some of his seeds fell onto the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell onto rocky ground, where there was not much soil. They sprang up quickly, but when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no roots, they withered away. Some fell among thorns and weeds, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Some seeds fell into rich soil, and these grew and flourished, and brought forth a fine harvest. His followers asked him what this story meant. Jesus told them, "The seed is the word of God. The ones on the path are those who have heard, but then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so they may not believe and be saved. The ones on the rocky ground are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy, but they have no root and last only for a while. Then, when trouble or persecution comes on account of the word, they fall away. As for those others that were sown among thorns, they are the ones who hear the word, but are lured away by wealth, by the cares, the riches, and pleasures of this life, and the word is smothered by them. But as for those seeds that fell in the good soil, they are the ones who, when they hear the word, hold it fast in an honest heart, and they will grow and ripen and bring forth a good harvest." The disciples asked Jesus why he spoke in parables, and he said to them, "Nothing is hidden except that it is to be found, nor is anything secret, but that it must come to light. Listen and pay attention, for the measure of your attention will be the measure of your understanding, and then you will know even more. For to those who have much, more will be given, but from those who have little, even what they seem to have will be taken away." Then Jesus thought for a while and said, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to the man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody slept, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat. So when the plants came up and produced grain, the weeds appeared as well. The servants of the farmer came and said to him, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?' He answered, 'An enemy has done this.' Then the servants asked him, 'Master, do you want us to go and pull up the weeds?' 'No,' he replied, 'for in gathering the weeds you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until harvest time, when I will tell the reapers to collect the weeds first and tie them in bundles to be burned, but to gather the wheat into my barn.'" The disciples looked at him perplexed. Jesus sighed, and then he said, "The one who sows the seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels of the Lord. Just as the weeds are collected up and burned, so will it be at the end of the world. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all the evildoers, and they will cast them into a furnace, where they will burn forever. Then the righteous will shine like stars in the kingdom of their Father. Let those who have ears listen." The apostles returned from their missions, and they told Jesus all that they had done and to whom they had preached, and he was pleased with them. But they also brought him grim news. John the Baptist was dead. Herod had arrested John because the prophet had denounced the king's marriage to Herodias, his own brother's wife. Herod himself believed John to be a holy man, and so he was afraid to harm him, but Herodias hated the Baptist and plotted his death. On the day of the king's birthday, Herodias gave a banquet for him and invited all the great men of Judea. Salome, her daughter, danced for the king, and she so pleased him that he swore to give her whatsoever she desired as a reward. She went to her mother and asked her what she should demand. "Ask for the head of John the Baptist," replied the queen. So Salome went back to Herod, and she said, "Give me the head of John the Baptist on a platter." The king was appalled, but he had promised before all his court to give her whatever she wanted, and in his pride he was unwilling to be forsworn before them. So he sent orders that John should be beheaded. His head was struck off and brought on a platter to Salome, who gave it as a gift to her mother. When the apostles had told Jesus all they knew, he said, "Come away for a while. Let us leave the town and look for some deserted place, for here we can get no peace." So they went by boat along the coast until they found a quiet spot to rest. But many people who had seen them going followed them along the shore. Many more saw these people and followed after them. Soon there was a huge crowd lining the beach, waiting for Jesus to speak to them. Although Jesus had wanted to get away from the crowds, seeing them waiting for him so patiently, he had not the heart to send them away. So he began to preach. Once again he put the boat out from the shore so that the people along the beach could all see and hear him. As the day drew on, eventually his disciples said to him, "Master, it grows late. Send the people away now, so that they can get themselves something to eat in the towns and villages hereabout." Jesus answered, "These people are poor. We shall feed them." "But, Master," replied his disciples, "there are 5,000 of them, and we have only a little food." "How many loaves of bread have you?" asked Jesus. 5, they said, "and 2 fish. "Bring them to me," Jesus said. Then he told the crowd to sit on the ground in groups of around 50. He looked up to heaven, and then he blessed and broke the loaves and the fish, and he gave the pieces to his disciples, who distributed them among the crowd. Everybody ate their fill, and when they collected up what was left over, they filled 12 baskets with broken pieces of fish and crusts of bread. Jesus told the disciples to get back in the boat and to go on ahead of him to the other side while he bade farewell to the people. So they set sail, leaving him behind on the shore. When he had dismissed the crowd, as the night fell, Jesus went, alone, up a mountain, to pray. The disciples in the boat did not manage to get very far, as the wind was against them, and in the morning, as Jesus descended the mountain, he could still see them, not far out, being battered by the waves. Right away he began to walk toward them, on the surface of the water. In the gray of the dawn, the disciples were terrified to see the figure of a man striding toward them across the sea. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. Jesus spoke to them. "Don't be afraid, it's me," he said. "Lord," said Simon Peter, "if it really is you, command me to come to you on the water." "Well," said Jesus, "what are you waiting for? Come on." So Peter got out of the boat, and he too started to walk on the water as he went toward Jesus. Then he noticed the strong wind whipping at the waves, and suddenly he was afraid, and he began to sink. "Help me, Lord," he cried. "Save me." Immediately Jesus stretched out his arm, and he took Peter by the hand, saying, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Then he helped him back into the boat, and they sailed on together. The disciples looked at each other in awe, and whispered to one another, "Truly, this is the Son of God."